This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan is set to embark on an official visit to India from today. During the visit, the Crown Prince will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The visit aims to further strengthen the already robust ties between the United Arab Emirates and India. Sheikh Khalid will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business leaders, and prominent economic partners from the UAE. During his stay, the Crown Prince is scheduled to engage in discussions with senior officials in India. These talks will explore opportunities to enhance cooperation across key economic sectors, building upon the significant milestones already achieved for the mutual benefit of both countries and their people. In addition to high-level meetings, Sheikh Khalid will participate in several activities that showcase the strong economic and cultural bonds shared by the UAE and India. These engagements are expected to highlight the diverse areas of collaboration between the two nations. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has criticized the opposition parties for trying to bring back the old system in Jammu and Kashmir and start talks with Pakistan. Addressing party workers in Jammu yesterday, he asserted that till there is no peace, there will be no talks with Pakistan. Mr. Shah said the NDA government will not allow the revival of terrorism, autonomy and injustice to any community including Gujjars, Pahari, Bakar and Dalits who have been granted reservation by the BJP dispensation. He said the coming assembly election in J&K is historic as it is taking place for the first time under the national flag and the Indian constitution following the abrogation of Article 370 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Government has appointed senior IAS officer Tuhin Kanta Pandey as the finance secretary. An officer of 1987 batch Odisha cadre, Mr. Pandey is currently serving as secretary in Department of Investment and Public Asset Management. India yesterday sent a shipment of 1,300 metric ton maize as humanitarian assistance for the people of Zambia. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that this would help to meet food and nutrition needs of the Zambian people. Also, India has sent 1,000 metric ton rice as humanitarian assistance for drought-affected Malawi. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the consignment departed yesterday. The humanitarian assistance will address the consequences of the severe drought caused by El Nino phenomena. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India is willing to work with like-minded partners on specific agenda like the Quad. Virtually addressing at the FPCI Global Town Hall yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said, over the last few decades, the world has witnessed the unfolding of globalization that has driven a rebalancing in the world order. He said it has matured to a point where there is talk of a genuine multipolarity emerging in the near future. The External Affairs Minister said this is a far cry from anything that the world has experienced since 1945. He said it is not just that there will be more players of consequence, it is also that their relative weight has undergone a big shift. Paralympians Simran Sharma and Navdeep Singh have brought India's medal tally to 29 at the Paris Paralympics, including 9 gold, 10 silver and 9 bronze. Navdeep Singh won a silver medal in the men's javelin throw F41 event. The 23-year-old Indian athlete achieved a distance of 47.32 meters on his third attempt, earning a place on the podium. Meanwhile, sprinter Simran Sharma won bronze in the women's 200-meter T12 event. She secured her spot on the podium with a new personal best time of 24.75 seconds. And India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.